Good morning.
早安。
In the last sermon, we learned that we can take pride in exhortedness when we are poor.
上一次我讲到的时候，我们曾经提到我们可以以我们的贫穷而欢喜。
First, we learned that taking pride signifies the declaration of pride and joy when something that is belong to someone is valued or recognized by others.
我们知道，我们学到，骄傲是代表一种宣告吧，是宣告的一个表现。
Second, we learned that the poverty that James is talking about is not so much of economic poverty.
第二，我们学到，雅各书所说的贫穷，并不是指单单指物质的贫穷。
But more of a humble status in a community in our society.
而是提到我们在世上应该谦卑的态度。
And third, we learned that the lowly brother or the poor should boast about his exaltation.
第三就是我们这些卑微的人真的应该以我们被高举而夸口，因为我们在主里是被高举的。
And today we come to the second main point of this passage, which is we must rejoice over the transience of our wealth when we are rich, knowing that the rich unbelievers will be humiliated in the future.
今天我们要讲到的是财富的短暂。我们要知道那些不信主的，他们虽然非常富足，但是这一瞬间可以一切都消失。
So the second thing we can learn from this passage this morning is that we must not boast when we are rich, knowing that the rich unbelievers will be humiliated in the future.
所以我们今天要讲的主要信息就是我们不要以自己的财物夸口，想知道那些不信主的他们的财物也是一瞬间就不见了。
Let's pray.
那我们一起祷告。
Father, we give thanks to you as this morning we have this wonderful opportunity to come before you, to worship you, and to learn your words.
阿爸父神，我们感谢你给我们这个机会，在今天早上来敬拜你，也从你的话语中学习。
And want to give out our hearts to you.
我们愿意将我们的心献上。
And we pray, Lord, you open our mind and our hearts.
神啊，求你保守我们的心，保守我们的灵。
To receive your words.
让我们能够接受你的话语。
To understand your words.
能够了解你的话语。
And may the Holy Spirit lead us into the truth.
让你的圣灵带领我们进入真理。
We pray in the most precious name of Jesus Christ.
我们用我们宝贵耶稣的名祷告。
Amen.
Amen.
Literally speaking, James chapter 1 verse 10 tells us that the rich man should glory in his lowliness or humiliation.
在第十节里头，富有的人应当以他卑微的身价而夸耀。
There are two ways of looking at this passage.
我们有两个方式来读这一段圣经。
First, the passage could address the rich believers.
头一部分可以说是富有的信徒。
So if James is referring to the rich believer, this will sound like, you know, a wealthy believer might rejoice when his wealth will come to the end when Christ returns to the earth.
对那样富有的信徒来说，他们的财富会到一个终点，当耶稣基督再来的时候就终止了。
James is telling us that a believer who is doing well in material wealth should rejoice when trials come.
雅各书告诉我们一个富有的信徒，他在世上的富有，当苦难来临的时候要欢喜。
This is because wealth is no short-lived and does not offer us satisfaction that lasts long.
因为世上的财富是很短暂的，一瞬间就过去了。
Or it does not give us a sense of fulfillment in our spiritual life.
也无法满足我们属灵的需要。
So James is telling us those believers who are wealthy to rejoice, knowing that they will be humble in the future.
所以雅各告诉我们，富足的人当欢喜，知道我们有一天要被卑微。
So the loss of material possessions is a way to draw the rich believers to the Lord and to greater spiritual blessings and maturity.
财产的损失是神呼召富有的人到自己跟前来的一个方式。
And on a day of judgment, the rich and the poor believers will stand on the same ground.
在审判的那日，不管是你有钱还是你没钱，我们都是站在同一条线上。
And no material wealth will differentiate their status in the eyes of a society or a community.
我们世上的财富不能够使我们与社会上其他的人或者是我们的社区有任何不同。
What is more important is to put in trust in the Lord.
更重要的是我们应该信靠我们主耶稣基督。
The humble position of the rich believer is the same low position every believer shares.
当我们有钱人能够谦卑跟那个贫穷人是一样的。
The second way of looking at this passage is that James is encouraging the poor and warning the rich believers, knowing that the rich unbelievers will be humiliated in the future.
第二个方式来看这段新闻是，雅各要勉励那贫穷的人，跟要劝诫那富有的人。
As a matter of fact, James is exhorting and encouraging the poor Christians in an ironic way.
在这里，雅各有一点讽刺性的来劝诫那些贫穷的信徒。
So James take the word glory or boast to be sarcastic.
所以雅各用夸耀跟夸口来用动词来说这些人。
It is like saying the rich man has had his day. All he can expect from a day of judgment is humiliation.
所以呢？有钱人当他当时一阵子有钱，但有一天他们要站在审判的台前。
That is the only thing left for him to boast about.
那时候只是他所能夸耀的，就在神面前的审判。
So there's a contrast between a poor believer and a rich unbeliever.
这里有一个很鲜明的对比，就是贫穷的信徒跟富有的信徒的对比。
And James is encouraging the humble and the poor believers by telling them the wealth possessed by the rich unbeliever will not last forever.
这里雅各告诉那些非信徒，非常有钱的非信徒，知道他们财富不能永远长存。
And the wealth is considered worthless in the face of death and judgment.
你所拥有的财富站在死亡跟审判的面前是一文不值。
In fact, the imagery of field flowers drying up under the sun's scorching heat is an allusion to God's judgment and brevity of human life in some Old Testament passages such as Job and the Psalms.
正像花要凋谢，草要枯干，是给我们一个很清楚的影像。让我们知道，我们的财富，我们的事业都要消失。
So those who put their faith and trust, you know, in the worldly wealth and material possessions are doomed to perish.
这样的说来，那些把自己的信心放在我们的财产，放在我们的事业上，必定要灭亡。
And what James taught echoes what Prophet Jeremiah said in 2600 years ago.
雅各在这里其实是重申了耶利米书第九章23-24节。
He said, "Let not the wise man boast in his wisdom; let not the mighty man boast in his might; let not the rich man boast in his riches; but let him who boasts in this, that he understands and knows me, that I am the Lord who practices steadfast love."Justice and righteousness in the earth, for in these things I delight, declares the Lord.
耶利米书九章二十三节如此说：耶和华如此说，智慧人不要因他的智慧夸口，勇士不要因他的勇士夸口，财主不要因他的财富夸口，夸口的却应当有智慧、有聪明、有认识，我是耶和华。又知道我喜悦在世上施行慈爱， 公平和公义以此夸口，这是耶和华说的。
You know, in stock market, some people do make some money.
你知道股市有些人确实赚了不少钱。
But on the other hand, many other people has lost a fortune or even worse, their savings.
在同时，也有许多的人失去了很多的钱，甚至于所有的积蓄都失去了。
You know, indeed, the stock market is a very good place for you to observe the brevity of fortune.
其实股市是一个很好的地方，让我们看到财富的短暂性。
Or what the investors call the volatility of stock market.
正像投资者说，浮起浮荡的大风暴。
If you know a little bit about the history of stock market,You will see the money come and go, come and go, and come and go.
如果你知道从它股市的历史来看，其实是股市是一波来一波去，一波来一波去。
One cycle after another, again and again.
一波又一波。
Now some people think the best way to minimize risks is to diversify their portfolio and hold them for the long term.
有些人认为最好的投资为了降低风险就是能够多元化的投资，放在多元性长期的投资。
Now one of the common ways of doing that is to invest in mutual funds.
一个通常普遍的现象就是投资在共同基金里。
Now the fact is when you look at the history of mutual funds for the last 100 years, a long-term diversified portfolio would have had zero of return for 37 years from 1905 to 1942, for 18 years from 1965 to 1983, and then again from 2000 to 2005.
但是我们从历史的教训里面知道，就是你用投资在共同基金里，过去37年的回收是零。
And 60 years out of 100.
过去一百年中有六十年。
I heard from some investors say, if you don't think a total stock market meltdown can happen in a modern economy, you would better think again.
他说，我听一个投资人说，如果你认为以我们现在的经济不可能有全盘的崩溃，请你再想一想。
Because history tells us that it just happened over the last 20 years in Japan.
历史告诉我们，日本就是一个很好的例子。过去二十年
，the stock market lost 85% of its value from 1992 to 2002.
从1992年到2002年，日本的股市损失了85%。
And it hasn't fully recovered yet.
到至今仍未复原。
And in U.S. mutual funds lost half.The value from year 2000 to 2003.
美国的股市基金在2000年到2003年损失了50%。
Now today, more than 80% of the money in the market is invested by fund managers.
今天股市上80%的基金都是基金管理人投资的。
Now, there was a time when the stock market go bad, you know, this guy, Warren Buffett, say this about the fund manager.
我们著名的Warren Buffett 这样说。
Buffett is an icon in the investment industry.
Warren Buffett 是很有名的投资者。
Now, he is regarded as one of the most successful investors in the world and the third wealthiest person in the world as of 2011.
我们都知道他是个非常有成功的投资者，他也是世上第三个有钱人。
Now he said, professionals in other fields like dentists bring a lot to the layman, but people get nothing for their money from professional fund managers.
他说专业人帮助layman 就是你我赚了 收益不少，但是投资者却让我们一无回报。
Now I knew this statement cannot be applied, you know, to every single fund manager or every single situation.
我知道这一个不能这一个论断不能 用于每一个投资者的身上。
Now, but it does reflect something about the stock market.
但是确实显反映了是股市的现象。
I'm not a financial guru.
你知道我不是投资者。
Now, I'm not here to advise you to invest in your stock market or put your money in saving banks.
我不是在叫你说不要投资股市，也把所有钱都放在银行里。
Now, my point is, from the historical viewpoint, material wealth is unreliable.
我主要讲的一点就是财务的财富是靠不住的。
Now, material wealth by itself has no eternal value.
财富在永恒来看是没有价值的。
Now I say by itself, this means that if you spend your money wisely in God's kingdom according to His will, what you do will have eternal value in the eyes of God.
财富本身是没有永恒价值，但是你怎么样处理你的财富却是有不同的。
Now more often than not, you know, wealth put you in a precarious situation.
常常财富使你在一个可怕的地位。
So how then shall we apply this passage in our relative prosperous society?
所以这样我们应该如何应用这些神的话语来应用在我们的身上呢？
As compared, you know, with some third world countries whose people barely earn $1 or have a decent meal per day.
跟第三世纪许多国家的人比起来，美国人那些人赚不到一块美金，甚至有时候连一餐都吃不饱。
So how then shall we apply, you know, this passage to our society?
我们如何把这一段经文运用在我们的社会上？
So should we Christians quickly sell off our properties and give away all our material possession?
难道我们这些基督徒要快快地把所有的房地产都卖了，把我们的财产都给出去吗？
Or should we just ignore, you know, James' teaching and view it as some kind of, you know, ancient wisdom that's totally irrelevant to our society?
还是说雅各是一个古老的人，他们古时的智慧跟我们无关呢？
Now, I believe that this passage speaks to all of us.
其实我相信这一段经文是跟每一个人说的。
Now, regardless how much money you have, what type of car you drive, or how big is your house.
不管你是有钱，不管你有多大的房子，不管你开什么样的车。
Now, first, the main problem here is not wealth per se, but our attitude towards wealth.
第一个问题不在于财富本身，而在于我们的态度。
Now, on one hand, wealth leads to reach to pride and arrogance as well as trusting in themselves instead of God.
财富使我们靠自己不靠神。
As wealthy believers, we should be aware of the temporary nature of material wealth.
如果我们是有钱的信徒，我们需要知道钱财是很短暂的。
We should not get attached to it.
我们不要把它紧紧地锁在那儿。
We should not put our faith in it.
我们不应该把我们的信心放在我们的财富上。
And we should not pursue after it at the expense of the other people.
我们也不应该追求财富，让建立在别人的痛苦上。
Now with this awareness and conviction,
我们有这样的理解跟认定。
Now we may indeed glory and boast in knowing that our position is just like those poor believers.
我们就可以夸耀我们现在的卑微的处境，其实跟那些不信徒卑微的处境是一样的。
Now you can imagine that when you stand beside a very poor African believer in the face of God,
当我们站在一个非洲非常贫穷的信徒的旁边。
Now you both are equal, regardless how shabby, weak, and dirty he looks like.
不管他看来又黑又瘦又脏，我们两个人的站在神的面前是一样的，同等的。
Now we need to recognize at this time our wealth put us in trials.And the only way to be glorified is to place our confidence and trust in the Lord Jesus.
当我们的财富让我们受试炼的时候，譬如说我们损失很多钱的时候，正是神呼召我们回到他面前的时候。
Now, on the other hand, wealth may lead poor to jealousy, bitterness, and cynicism, just like what I mentioned in the last sermon.
对于那些贫穷的信徒来说，常常一个试炼就是他们喜欢嫉妒，他们会有一些苦毒，他们有一些愤世嫉俗的心态也是不好的。
So as a matter of fact, you know, poverty in materials does not necessarily lead a poor person to glory in the Lord.
当我们贫穷的时候，我们有时候不会以神的呼召夸口。
Now from the Greek word, James is not referring to the poor per se, but the lowly and the humble.
但是两个这里说的不是指财富的贫穷，而是指心灵卑微、谦卑的人。
So it is the rich person's attachment to wealth and a poor person's lust for it that caused the problem.
是有钱人紧紧抓住自己的财富，没钱的贫穷的人以自己的贫穷怨恨。
And no one is immune from temptation of wealth and the vulnerable position that wealth brings to him or to her.
虽然没有任何一个人能够免去对财富的试探。
And second, the reality is that all of us, both the rich and the poor, are in trials.
不管我们是有钱还是贫穷，我们都有试炼。
So what we should do is to put our genuine faith in Christ in times of trials.
我们当做了什么呢？我们就在我们受试炼的时候，我们要把我们的信心放在耶稣基督身上。
We who are poor seem not to be recognized by today's worldly standard.
虽然我们贫穷，好像不被这个世界的标准所认同。
But we are adopted by God, and we shall inherit all kinds of spiritual blessings and shall secure the eternal life.
但是我们是神所收纳的儿女，我们有承受永生、承受永恒的财富。
Therefore, we can boast about all the spiritual blessings in our poverty.
这样我们就可以因着我们卑微的处境而夸口我们所有属灵的福气。
And meanwhile, we who are more well off,
对我们那些富有的。
When I say well off, it doesn't mean only those who earn, you know, six or seven figures.
不单单是指那些有六个数字的薪水的人。
I believe this passage can also address the middle and the middle upper class.
这一段经文是针对的中产和中产阶级以上的人说的。
We should take no pride in our so-called higher position according to the social standard.
我们不应该以我们高高在上的社会地位而自豪。
And knowing that our wealth will fade away like the flowers, we should admit that we are no greater, no prominent, no higher than any other brothers and sisters in Christ.
要知道我们的财富可以像花一样凋谢，一会儿就不见了，跟那些没有财产的人是一样。
So like others, the wealthy Christians are sinners.
如同其他人，我们虽然是富有的信徒，我们仍旧是罪人。
We all need Jesus.
我们都需要耶稣基督。
And saved by grace alone.
我们是靠恩典而得救。
If we read this passage from a larger context,
如果我们从更大的一个角度来看这段经文，
James' point is that genuine faith in Christ brings the rich and the poor to the same ground.
雅各是用这一段经文来告诉我们，贫的跟富的，同样的信徒是同站在同一个地位的。
By the genuine faith in Christ.
主要是真正的信心，在基督里真正的信心。
And genuine faith in Christ lifts the poor from his lowly position to a high position in the kingdom of God.
贫穷的人因着耶稣基督里面的身份，让我们从卑微的变成升高。
Where he can rejoice and boast in the Lord.
可以，我们可以以主夸口，以主喜乐。
And genuine faith in Christ brings the rich to the lowly position when the Holy Spirit fills him with true humbleness and humility.
当一个人真正有信心的时候，圣灵把真正的谦卑放在我们的心里。
And knowing that the material wealth will not last long in God's kingdom.
知道我们地上的财富不会长久。
And in fact, trials equalize the rich and the poor.
当我们受试炼的时候，不管你是贫还是富，是相等的。
When you lose someone or lose something so dear to your heart,
当你失去一个你所爱的人，
wealth does not really restore your misery.
地上的财富不能使你的痛苦减轻。
When you lose your health or have a broken relationship with your wife or your family,
当你失去你的健康或者是与你的妻子不和的时候，
wealth does not bring more comfort or harmony.
财富不能带给你更多的安慰或者是和谐。
What counts is your genuine faith in Christ when you are facing trials.
当你有真正的信心的时候，你可以信心来面对这个试炼。
You know, in January of 1997, a mystery was solved that baffled people for nearly a decade.
1997年有一个神秘的事被解。
Someone was giving away millions of dollars.
有一个人把上百万的财产给了出去。
And the recipients didn't know why the gifts came, you know, or who gave them away.
收到的人不知道这个财钱是从哪来的，是谁给的。
But still, the money, you know, kept flowing into universities, hospitals, and service groups around the world.
这上百万的钱。继续的到送到大学里，送到医院里，送到charity 的机构。
And pay in cashier checks and accompanied by word that the donor wished to remain anonymous.
他用现那个什么 cashier check 就是现金支票跟或者是现金送出去，上面写的是无名氏。
The donor, it turns out, was Charles Finney.
最后他们发现是查理·菲尼。
A 66-year-old businessman from New Jersey.
一个66岁的纽泽西的一个投资者。
Now Forbes magazine had listed Finney, the owner of a duty-free shop conglomerate.
Forbes 这本杂志把查理列为是免税商店的大富豪。
It's one of the 400 richest Americans.
他是第400名的富人。
Now, but then it was discovered that Finney's wealth was only 1% of what Forbes thought it was.
Finney 他的财富，跟其他有钱人来说，他只是其中的1%。
No, it was only 1% of what Forbes magazine thought it was.
讲错了，他 Forbes 这个杂志说他的财产只是查理·菲尼的1%的财产。
How could they be so far off in their projections?
他们怎么会像我翻译的翻的差了十万八千里呢？
She's good. And actually, for years, Finney had quietly.Been given away his money to different charities.
其实查理·菲尼，过去几十年都安安静静的把他的财产分给别人。
Over $4 billion in all.
将近四亿的钱。
四万亿
$4 billion. 我不会算，我没有那么多钱，
yeah.
不会算。
So Finney is known as a.Shabby dresser who flies coach, wears a $5 watch, and doesn't even own a house or a car.
Finney 这个人呢，他是以他不着边幅，然后是飞最便宜的舱位，然后呢戴的手表是5块钱的手表。
And according to statistics, the richest 1% of Americans.Give only 2% of their annual gross income to charity.
根据统计，美国最有钱的1%的人给了他财产的2%的捐助。
And yet Charles Finney managed to give away 99% of all he had without anyone knowing.
然而查理·菲尼他给了99%的财产，然后不让人家知道是他给的。
And as a matter of fact, he had been trying hard to keep his charity hidden from the public.
其实他很努力的是不要让大众知道是谁给的。
And to avoid U.S. tax disclosure requirements, Finney incorporated his foundations in Bermuda and sought no tax deductions.
为了避免美国的那个税法，他把他的公司成立在 Bermuda， 那样子可以不需要揭发他的财产。
And sought no tax deduction.
也不需要免税。
And however, because of a lawsuit over the sale of his foundation, he was forced to disclose his philanthropic activities.
然而在他卖掉他这个 foundation 的时候，他被迫必须揭发这些实际。
And what would possibly lead him to do that?
哪些事情让他这样做呢？
Now, I don't know whether he's a Christian.
我不知道他是不是基督徒。
And most likely he has figured out something that the Bible has long thought about, the transient value of material possession.
很显然他确实的知道圣经所说的财富是瞬间就可以消失的。
Since he wouldn't give interviews, all we can figure is that he has a perspective on this life that most non-Christians do not have.
很显然的，他对人生的看法是一般非信徒所不知道。
I would even say most Christians do not have.
包括我们这些基督徒，我们没有这样的态度。
So we should rejoice for the fact that our material wealth does not last long in the final judgment day of God.
我们要因为我们的财富不能长久而欢喜。
If you take pride in all of your material possession or career or your position held in your company or your own business or even your degrees without seeing all this as blessings of God, as means to be used in God's kingdom, you're just like landing on a wreck ship.
如果你以你的财富自夸，以你的事业自夸，或者以你的高位自夸，你这时候如果不知道把你的所有的祝福用在神国里，你这时候你所有的一切好处就好像是储交了。
So you're just like investing in some of the bad stocks, losing the future value.
就像你认为你把钱投资在最好的股市里，最后将来却是不值钱的。
John Wesley, a very prominent pastor in the Methodist Church, said,Earn all you can, save all you can, and give all you can.
约翰·卫斯理是长老会很有名的牧师，他说你要尽量能赚的尽量赚，能省的尽量省，能给的尽量给。
Since wealth does not last long in God's kingdom, we must take pride in exalting us when we are poor, and rejoice over the temporary nature of our wealth when we are rich, knowing that the rich unbelievers will be humiliated in the future.
既然我们知道在神的国度里财产是不能持久的，我们必须因我们所受的苦难，而欢喜。那么我们亲近神，知道有一天不管我们是信主的还是不信主的，都要被神降卑。
Let's pray.
让我们一起祷告。
Father, we give thanks for this wonderful message.
阿爸父神，我们为这个信息向你献上感谢。
Father, we give thanks to you because you are the richest.
因为我们把恩献上，因为你是那最富有的。
You are the source of all our material possessions.
你是我们所有财物的祝福的根源。
You are the source of all our spiritual blessings.
你是我们属灵祝福的根源。
Father, we pray that you help us to learn to how to handle our material blessings.
父啊，求你帮助我们如何处理我们财富的问题。
Help us that we must take pride in exodus when we are poor.
我们必须欢喜快乐，就是在我们受苦难的时候。
Help us to rejoice over the temporary nature of our wealth when we are rich.
当我们对这个瞬间及消失的财富，我们也可以欢喜。
And knowing that the rich unbelievers will be humiliated in the future.
知道我们的富有总有一天要降为卑的。
In Jesus' name we pray.
因奉主耶稣的名祷告。
Amen.